With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we welcome you back. Our final segment for a South Florida high school sports show for a Wednesday evening. Larry Bluestein, Danny G. Don't forget that Danny's putting up all the interviews this evening. Just go to WQAM.com and check out On Demand, and you'll see the icon for South Florida High School Sports. The Centene South Florida High School Sports Show is cared for by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. As you know, the bowls are all set. University of Miami on their way to Louisiana, and as he's done the entire year, Dave Ferronis from the South Florida Sun Sentinel is kind enough to join us. Dave, thanks so much for taking the time, and obviously there were a lot of scenarios, Gasparilla Bowl, all these different bowls, but Miami is headed up to the Independence Bowl. To play a team that's hungry and not too far from there. So it's virtually a road game for Miami. Talk about that. I guess at when you finish 6-6 and kind of on a Debbie Downer, the way they did against FIU and Duke, I guess you hang on to anything that you can get, put a few bucks in the in the coffer, and also get some 10 days extra practice. Talk about the game, what you think, and does Miami – I mean, it's really tough, though, Dave, to predict how Miami's going to respond, you know. We thought that they'd come out like a house of fire in Duke, but they never did. What's your gut feeling here?
Yeah, Larry, absolutely right. And, it seemed like the writing was on the wall after those two losses, maybe even after the FIU loss, that – all that talk of the Orange Bowl at one point, that was going out the window. I mean, can you imagine that? As it was, Virginia did end up ranked in the final college football playoff rankings, so that wouldn't have developed anyway. But, those two losses, they'll put you back down the pecking order of the ACC's allotment of bowl games, and it ends up being Shreveport, Louisiana for the Independence Bowl. And like you said, it's a virtual road game here with Louisiana Tech's campus just about an hour drive away from the site. So they've got a bit of a rabid fan base from everything I've heard, for a group of five school like that out of Conference USA.
Yeah.
Had a really good season for them, 9-3. Obviously, Blake Baker came out of there
with
defensive coordinator. Right now D.C. with Miami. He has also had a year as defensive coordinator over there. So some storylines there. And Louisiana Tech, also a team that did beat FIU this year, something that the Miami Hurricanes, of course, cannot say after playing them at Mullins Park on November 23rd.
Yeah, I was thinking, as you were talking, I'm thinking, whoa, what's going to happen? But, listening to Manny Diaz and then following the recruiting, and there's a lot of bright things. I mean, obviously you have to look on the bright side of things. I see Garvin's not going to be playing in this game. He opted out of this bowl game. Is that what I read correctly? Or I think I read it in your column.
Yes. Yeah. Jonathan Garvin.
Yeah. Garvin
has decided he won't play. Right. And also Trayvon Hill. So that's two defensive ends that the Miami Hurricanes will be down.
Yeah.
Retro senior Hill from who transferred from Virginia Tech, and then Garvin declaring early. He's a junior. But it'll be the next crop of guys that you get to see. Manny Diaz has also called it like a portal into 2020. He didn't use that word, but kind of like a look ahead into what 2020 is going to look like. And one of the guys he mentioned is actually freshman Jafari Harvey, who he's out of the Port St. Lucie area.
Right.
A guy that they're redshirting this year. He's still got availability. He's still got, he can play another game and still maintain that redshirt. You can get a glimpse of them, especially down two guys at that position. You can really see what you got in there going forward.
I like him out of Vero Beach High School and a really good one.
Right.
You listen. I mean, you're privy to listening to all the you know, all the information that Coach Diaz gives out, and I still remember after the FIU loss what he said in the press conference, that the fix is in that locker room and also in this recruiting class. Certainly, as you mentioned, Javar Harvey, a lot of these young faces, plus a recruiting group of kids that seem to be pretty good. I mean, I look at them. You know, they're going to have, what, 13 or 14 early enrollees, which they didn't have last year. So, basically, they're ahead of the game at this time last year because they're going to have more of the younger kids to kind of develop. So, by the time April and May come along, you're going to have kids that have already been in the program. Then they take their summer session, and by the time August and September rolls around, even though they're freshmen, they're almost going to be sophomores. So talk about that, because I think that UM fans who are on that ledge, I could see them right outside our window here, they need to be kind of talked back in, because this just was not a year that you know, being a fan was enjoyable. I mean, you know, there's no other way to say it. I mean, if you're a Hurricane fan, this just was not an enjoyable season. So you kind of shake the ball a little bit, reset it, and then play off the positives, because that's the only thing you can do. Talk about those positives.
Yeah. If I were to talk a Canes fan off that ledge, like you're saying, I mean, I would point to that class coming up and the young guys that they have coming. And Manny Diaz has said from the beginning, you know, he used a quote after in one of the early losses, either Florida or North Carolina, that he's trying to build a monster that lasts. So he's not really looking at it as what we did this year, although, of course, we want to see them go out and obviously win a game against FIU, win a game against Duke, against Georgia Tech, who you're favored to beat by 18.5 points. You want to see that this team can go out and be prepared the way they need to be prepared by this coaching staff, and then that it translates into play on the field and potentially adjustments if needed. And you didn't see it in a lot of situations. But what Manny Diaz has said, he feels like, yeah, that answer is in the upcoming recruiting class. These are guys that they have a group text message together, and they all say how they want to be the solution here. They see these losses, and they're not backing down from it. You know, right. You just see some 2021 commits. You know, there were a couple guys that decommitted in 2020 that maybe weren't fully, you know, in anyway to begin with. But the core of the 2020 class really wants to be that solution. They see it as a challenge when they see these losses, not, let me back down because this team is losing, and if I go there, it could go the same way. They have the mindset of, okay, they're losing right now. Let me go over there and make the, like Nessa Silvera said, right, make the crib great again. So I think that's kind of the mindset they bring in.
How many scholarships will Miami use on this 2020 class? How many did they expect to sign?
I mean, the number floats around. I think it'll be around 25.
Okay.
Yeah, so a pretty standard class. They had a small senior class move on this year, and then obviously you're going to have and you know, it's always flexible because you have a guy like Jonathan Garvin declare early. Does DJ Dallas declare early? And you know, there's transfers, you know, guys that they go in and out. So it's always it's always flexible. It's a fluid situation.
No doubt. Dave, give everybody an opportunity how to follow you through the recruiting, also through the bowl season coming up on social media. Give everybody a chance to how they could dial you up.
Sure, yeah. Just on my Twitter, at David Furones. That's F-U-R-O-N-E-S with an underscore at the end. It's on Twitter. And then also just read up on sunsentinel.com/UM.
Good stuff. And you could listen to David again on our podcast on SouthFloridaHighSchoolSports.com or WQAM.com. Just go to the top of the page and you could click on demand and listen to David. Also, Coach Roger Harried, who joined us, Coach Damian Jones, Josh Wilson from Florida High School, Bill Daly from the Miami Herald also, Roland Smith, Coach Hector Clavejo, and Sean Serra from the BCA. David, thanks so much. Have a great time. Have a great holiday if we don't get a chance to see you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Larry. That sounds like a loaded lineup, by the way.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it was. Thanks so much. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for taking the time this evening, and we'll catch up with you guys next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.